We left off at a cliffhanger because the Gemara asks an opening kasha, the first of four kashas against the position of the Hol Chi'usha. Hol Chi'usha, we're grappling with the source for Cheskas Abatim Gimel Shanim. The Hol Chi'usha, it says that it's rooted in another three. The 3 years of Cheskas Abatim correspond to the three Negichos, the three episodes of unusual, abnormal attack by an animal that I own, by a shar hamazik, keren, unusual attack. Three instances converted from being a shar tam to being a shar muad. After three instances, I'm no longer paying merely a limited liability chatzi nezek. Beyond the first three, I'm going to be paying unlimited liability nezek shalem in ha'aliyah. So the whole chiyusha had suggested that three is a mucker for this three. That the changeover from Shar Atam to Shar Muad is the source for the changeover that happens after 3 years. Up until 3 years, if the Marakama shows up within the first 3 years of the Machazik living on the land, and he's Ma'arer, Mem Ayin Resh, that means he starts protesting, he contests the new Machazik's presence here, he says, you don't belong here, this is my land, you're a Ganav, get out, my Ba'as Bahayara. So if he shows up within the first 3 years, then the Yado shall hamarakama al Yona. Marakama is in a good position, and the Machazik, if it's within the first 3 years, is going to need to produce some evidence that he bought the field or that he received it as a matana. He can produce a shtar, he can produce edim, something of that sort. But if it's been more than 3 years, so then all he needs to do is demonstrate that he has had 3 years of cheskas karkos. And he doesn't have to do anything else. So why the switchover after 3 years? So Hol Chi'usha, Yochanan quoted from the Tanam, whom we refer to as Hol Chi'usha, those who were traveling to join the rest of the Sanhedrin surreptitiously in Usha, that it's based on it's Mishar Amud. So the Gemara has a series of four kashas, and the first kasha, and we left off last time beginning to analyze this first kasha, is that, well, the Gemara had said, what do you mean? What type of analogy is that? You only pay Nezek Shalem after the fourth episode. For the first three episodes, the first three times that the owner of the Shar HaMazik is subpoenaed to appear before the Beis Din, They assume that the Eidus is accepted, the Beis Din is going to say, Chatzinezek, that your Shar Tam was Mazik, you got to pay Chatzinezek. It's only after the fourth time, when he's ready to Shar Muad, that we say he has to pay Nezek Shalem. So that had been the Gemara's Kasha. We should say only after the fourth year of Chazaka does it didn't change. And the guard answered, no, you don't understand. You understand what? You understand. Only Chapsanaf Gemina after the fourth episode by the Shar HaMu'ud. But the fundamental status changed. So Tosfos, we had left off with a pair of Tosfos. So Tosfos, in the bottom of Chavchesa Manav, Diyar Maschal Ad, Tosfos have been very bothered. What's a Havamina? What type of Havamina is this first Kasha? And well, the din only changes after the fourth Negicha, so the din here should only change after the fourth year of Chazaka. What do you mean the din only changed the fourth Negicha? Isn't it obvious, Tosas? Take a look in Tosas again. Tame Luri, my parich. What type of kasha is this? What are you attacking? What was the underlying assumption? Aren't we learning from Shor Amud? Mahasim huchazak nagchan gimel pa'amim. Hachanai mahuchazak shatkan the gimel shanim. The whole limud was to compare the status change after 3 years to the status change after three negichos. To the status change after 3 years. Over there, he's presumed to be a gorer. He's presumed this is no longer abnormal after three times. So the fourth, and obviously, therefore, after the fourth time. What were we thinking? See, here too, huchzak shatkan. He's assumed to be silent. So Tosas had answered, Omari, the Maksha thought that we're not looking at the underlying status. The Havmi, the Maksha thought that the Lima was just from looking at phenomena. Lamaisa, the din changes. Lamaisa, the din changes. So that's why the Kasha is in. Well, the din doesn't change until after Negicha number four. Because you have a Negicha and then Beis Din passed the psak of Chatzi Nezek. And then there's a Negicha and a psak of Chatzi Nezek. And there's a third Negicha and a psak of Chatzi Nezek. And then when there's a fourth Negicha, that's when there's a psak of Nezek Shalom. So that's what Tosa says. The odd mean it was, we're just looking at phenomena. We're just looking at Piskei Din. The psak din, the actual practical psak din, it only changes after Negicha and before. So that had been the Havmina and the Gemara's Teretz to Kashamon is no. That's not how the Drasha works. We're not looking at the change in the superficial change in the practical din. What we're looking at is a change of status. Now what's interesting though is the following. So what type of change of status? So Tosas already says in their Kasha, when they ask a Kasha on the Gemara's Kasha, they explain, shouldn't the Gemara have already thought what they think of the Teretz? What was even the Kasha? So they explain, status change, and they say, this is where we left off with last time. Well, just as there's a change towards Huchzak Nagchan, the first three times of Shor Gor, you went in on the assumption that's not a Nagchan. That's not typically going to attack other animals in this usually abnormal way. And then, after it does it three times, so then we change our presumption. We are looking for this to happen again. We are open to this happening again. So Hachanami, the status changes to Huchzak Shatkan. He's assumed to be silent. The parallel to Huchzak Nakhan by Sharamuad, the parallel over here in the world of Cheskas Yaakov is Huchzak Shatkan. What does that mean? Huchzak Shatkan. He's assumed to be silent. To be Shosek. Nakhan is one who gores often. A shotgun is one who is shosek, who is silent often. This was the point we left off with. What does that mean? Huchzak shotgun. Why should it matter? And it's not even true. Why should it matter whether huchzak shotgun or not? So you're presumed to be silent. Is there a din that's attached to being silent? And it's not even true that he continued to be silent. I mean, by the huchzak nagchan, after three times he was no gas three times. Now we're looking for it to happen again. And Taka does happen a fourth time. What do you mean, Huchzak Shatkan? He was silent for the first 3 years. So therefore what? So therefore we assume he's going to be silent in the future? Well, why does it matter if he's silent in the future? And Taka wasn't. Ultimately, after beyond 3 years at some point, he was Ma'ar-er. If he was never Ma'ar-er, there wouldn't be any Shaila. If he wasn't Ma'ar-er, So then it doesn't come to Beis Din. It comes to Beis Din. Beis Din has to don, whether the Cheskes Habatim Gil Shams can help or not, because he was Ma'ar. So he wasn't Shosik. So that's a Pella. Yeah, thoughts?
So when it says books like Shaka, that's talking about someone who actually did own the land. But we see, since the person actually was Ma'ar eventually, they're not the real one. Ready?
Well, 1 second. We're saying that we know there's a Marakama. We know there's a Marakama, right? Here's a fellow. This fellow's been living here for the last couple of years. Right? Ezra moves into a new house. He's been living here for the last couple of years. But we know it used to belong to someone else 2 years ago or 3 years ago or 4 years ago. Originally, it belonged to Akiva. Right? But the last couple of years, Ezra's been living there. So we're all aware, anyone who lives in the area is aware of the fact that there was a prior owner. We know who the last prior owner was. Akiva used to live in this property. He used to live in this house. He used to farm this land. He used to operate this factory. He used to operate this shopping mall, whatever it is. Akiva used to be mishtamesh and act as the owner of this piece of real estate. And we know that we haven't seen him in a couple. We haven't seen Akiva in a couple of years. In the last couple of years, we've been seeing Ezra there. So we realize, we all know that Akiva is a Marakama. And he hasn't said anything. So we're noticing, okay, someone else is on the land. Wonder what Akiva thinks about that. He doesn't say anything. Akiva never shows up. Akiva never says boo. So Tosa says, eventually we're getting the impression that Akiva's going to remain silent forever. But that starts. He's Huchzak Shatkan. The Marakama is Huchzak Shatkan. But again, L'may Nafkamina, and it ultimately fails. Ultimately, Akiva does show up. Except if he shows up after 4 years, we say, well, you lose. Why? Because you're Huchzak Shatkan. Well, we were assuming they weren't going to say anything. Okay, well, I did. Yeah.
So why does Posek, if the comparison is that the test of Shaska, then why would that preclude the Gemara's question of it should be four? Why can't we say that the test of Shaska takes four times like Sharm Wood takes four times for it to change to Pasimaz and Shalom?
Well, so the Gemara's answer to the Kasha is while it's true that the actual practical psak is only issued after the fourth negicha, an actual psak of you have to pay nezek shalem is only issued after the fourth negicha, what that implies is that right after the third psak was issued, there was a change of status. So going into the fourth negicha was done under new status, under a new set of assumptions. And because the owner was supposed to already be aware after the third psak of Chasid Ezek that from now on your animal huksak nagchan, and if anything that happens, it's on you. Oh, yeshikayach.
To you.
Great. Anything that happens, it's on you. It's clear the huksak nagchan must have changed before the fourth negicha. Therefore, it plays out if and when the fourth negicha occurs under this new assumption, it's going to be a different psak. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But Tosis is assuming that the fact that we're going based off of the Cheska Shaskan means that it must, of course, be three and not four. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that the Gemara is asking that it should be four. But I don't understand why, just because Cheska Shaskan, that too could take four, because we could compare it to
The payment of Nezek Shalom, the psak of Nezek Shalom is issued after the fourth Negicha. But the reason why I'm issuing a psak of Nezek Shalom after the fourth Negicha is because there was an underlying status change after the third Negicha.
That's Maskana the Gemara. But meaning, that's not what Tosfos seems to be asking on the Havamina. At least the way Tosfos, I thought Tosfos was asking on the Havamina, that because it's a Cheska Shaskan, therefore it doesn't make sense that we should assume that it would be a din in four. It should of course be three.
Mayor, no. Can you hear this? Ralphie picked up my phone call, but they can't hear me, I don't think.
We can hear you. We hear you loud and clear.
Could Rebbe restart the Zoom if possible? Because like Rebbe's not on the Zoom anymore.
Yeah, I think the computer ran out of juice.
Oh, fine. So I guess,
Mayor,
could you hear this? Oh, we'll just add you to the call. Yeah,
I'll
add you to the call.
Okay, amazing. But for now, let's stick with this. Again, let's read Tosis Kasha again. Tosis asks, over the, what's the Kasha? Isn't it clear that the change occurs after... Why did the Gemara say the change occurs after the fourth Negicha? Isn't it clear the change occurs after the third Negicha? It's clear that he becomes Huchsa. The fact that after a fourth Negicha, when we're going to Paskin as Ekshalim, that's because before the fourth Negicha, after the third Negicha, there was already a change in the underlying status. There was a change in our assumption. We already switched over after the third Negicha and the third Psak to say from this point on is Huchsa Gnakon. And therefore, any subsequent negichos will be mechayev not merely chatzi nezek, but rather nezek shalom. So Tosfos, that's clear. That's obvious. It's obvious to us that the status changes after three negichos and three psakim. That's self evident. So, isn't it obvious? What's the Gemara's kasha? So, if you're telling me that if you want to learn from if you want to learn Cheskas Karkos from Shor Amud, isn't it obvious that by Shor Amud, what's happening is that there's a change into Huchzak Nakhan after three Negichos, and therefore there should be change here into the parallel Huchzak Shatkan after three years of Achilles Peres. To which Tosis answers, you're right. That's what the Gemara is going to assume in the Maskana. But we will look, the Havmina was based on the assumption that the analogy, the equation between Shor Amud and Cheskas Karkaos is not on a level of underlying status, just on a level of what's the psak din? The psak din changes after three, the psak din changes after three. To which the Gemara says, well, that's not true. The psak din by Shor Amud changes after four neichos. So why not say the psak din by the Karka only changes after 4 years? Now, and Tosis themselves point out, it's really hard to understand why that analogy would have worked. Just because the psak here changes after three, therefore the psak here changes, what does that mean? The psak changes, what type, where's the logic in that? Muslim law time. But that was the Makshin thought. That's what the Makshin thought. Perhaps, as the Ritva will say periodically, the kash is really being presented as a way of presenting the teretz. That sounds what Tos is trying to say. Muslim law time, this is not a really defensible havamina. Not every havamina is defensible. Sometimes the havamina is just rhetorical. Okay, but this was in order to highlight the fact that no, of course, what's really going on is the lumdus of Holchei Yusha is that what you see, not just what you see by Sharmur, is not just the din changes after three events. That's very shallow. Why should I expand that karka more than to anywhere else? No, it's more nuanced than that. It's more sophisticated than that. What's going on is that we're saying there's a change in presumption. Something happens three times, that's going to create a presumption going forward. There were three negichos, not one, not two, but three, a series of three negichos, that creates a presumption that it's going to be, now he's presumed to be a nakcha. So too, he was shosig for a year, he was shosig for 2 years, he was shosig for 3 years, now huchzak that he's going to be ongoing shosig, an ongoing shatka. Okay, and again, the fact that this was a kash was a milsim lo taima highlights the fact that what is the taima is the maskana. What is the taima is where the teretz lands, which is no, we weren't just superficially comparing when the psak changes. We're looking at what the underlying assumption of status is. But again, that just highlights the kasha. What status? So what is this? I understand the status of nagham. It's no longer a shar tam. Now it's a shar mud. This is no longer an abnormal thing for the shar to do. When you have an abnormal nezik, you pay chasi nezik. If you have a normal nezik, you pay nezik shalom. Look, shar shame. We're not getting too much into the depths of Bava Kama. If shame veregel is when an animal does normal behaviors that cause damage, it munches. It just moseys along and causes damage as it's derech halichasa. When an animal causes damage in ways that are normal and typical animal behavior. So then you pay nezek shalom from the get-go. So it's not shocking that once this is no longer abnormal, even what used to be, goring used to be abnormal behavior, but now we see it is normal for this ox. Okay, so we're going to treat it, if not identical to, Karen Mu'edes will be at least similar to Shein Verego. Hukzak Nakhan. This is now more normal behavior. I get that. But I don't get how the Hukzak helps here when a hookstuck shotgun. Yeah. Ezra?
Maybe it's
first the machzik from the markah.
It means that the since he was quiet for 3 years, it means that the markah like kind of admitted that it's not his.
So Ezra's making an interesting point. Tosis goes on to say on the days when the Gemara picks up with the next kasha, well, it's chazakish aimat, why? If Chazak is so strong, then why do I even, and we're learning it from Shor HaMuad, why do I even need a Taina? So Tosis raises something very similar to what you're saying. Let's take a look. Elameata, the Gemara goes on to say, the second Kasha, Chazak is Einim HaTaina Tavi Chazaka. If it's really true that Cheska's Gimel Shanim is based on Shor HaMuad, then why do Alama Tanan, why do we have a mission later on? We saw at the beginning of the year. Kol chazaka she'im a taina ain't a chazaka. A chazaka without a taina is not a chazaka. I've been living here for 3 years, but I don't explain why it's mine. So the Gemara says, if you learn from Shor HaMuad, Shor HaMuad doesn't need taina. Done. The chazaka itself creates the difference. See here too? The chazaka itself should make all the difference. Tosis says, I understand, well, what type of kasha is that? Only after chazaka she'im ataina tema. My sakadait of the makshah. What type of kasha is this? Hechi matzil ukim biyadeh kemi lo ton midi. Why would I say it's your land? You haven't you have no explanation for why it's yours. Which seems to be what the Gemara ultimately answers. Hashti ii lo ton na litumai. He's not giving a taina. He's not explaining why it says we should make a taina his behalf. No. He has to make a taina. The Tosis says, again, what was it? What's the tzush delta Shor HaMuad? Shor HaMuad doesn't make time, but here you're claiming this asset belongs to you. The Tosa says the following. Yeshlom the Haki part. And not surprisingly, his explanation of this second kasha is going to pick up in line with the first teretz, because that's the step that we're up to. Yeshlom the Haki part. Okay, even the alphas mishar hamuad. You're learning from shar hamuad. So therefore what? Mahasim mishar shnegiyachas hadi becheskas nachin. Hachanami, kevin da'achala, shalosh shalom v'lo micha, havya becheskas shalo yimcha od. There you go. Becheskas, he won't be mocha. He hasn't been mocha yet. He has not been ma'arer yet. He hasn't made a macha yet. So we're going to assume he's not going to make any future macha. That's exactly... Not surprisingly, that's what he said in Amarav, Huchzak Shatzer. Right? That was his explanation of the first teretz, and that's where the second kasha picks up in the first teretz. He says, oh, it's Bechezkas Shlo Yimcha Od. Bechezkas Shlo Yimcha Od. Uvelo Taina Nami Tehe Shlo. It should be easy without a Taina. The Islam Lameimar Shemochalo. Because we should say, but where, now he begins to explain, that he's Bechezkas Shatkin. He's Becheskas, he is not going to be Mocha, and therefore, so now we should assume, perhaps, that he is being Mochel. He is being Mochel. What does that mean? So the Rashba is a long Arichos. I'm like, wait, be Mochel, you can't be, I can be Mochel a right. I can't be Mochel an item. If you owe me money, so I have the right to collect, so I can be Mochel the right. I say, forgive the debt, I'm not going to collect. And then I know I lose the ability to change my mind later. I was mochel the chov, it's gone. But I can't be mochel a pen. I can't be mochel a bike. I can't be mochel a be'en. I can be mafkir a be'en. I can't be mochel a be'en. There's only mechila. So Rashba gets very involved in that. Pashup shantaisis is what tosis means, is what Ezra said before. Not exactly mechila as much as a hodah. You admitted that's not yours. By not showing up, Akiva knows that Ezra's on his land. For 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, he says nothing. You say nothing? So then I'm a huchzak shotgun. I'm a huchzak that I'm not going to say anything. Meaning, it seems like this is forever. Meaning, not so much that we care whether you're going to show up later. Also, you do show up later. But the point is that this seems like 3 years of not saying anything is a significant statement. At this point, the silence is deafening. The silence itself is a statement, sort of like Shtika Kada. Your 3 years of not protesting when someone else is living in the land that used to be yours is, Tosis thinks, a Hoda'a, you're being Moded, that's not yours. There is a principle, Hoda'a's Baldin, Kimei Ejim Dami, that if I make a statement in a significant way that... let's say I say in front of Adam, against the details of the mechanics of Hadal's, or logistics of Hadal's, but then if I make a statement in front of Adam that I was the mochel, the Ezra had borrowed $1,000 from me 2 weeks ago, and I say he paid me back in front of Adam, I make a significant Hadal's, but then I admit that Ezra paid me back, I cannot turn around tomorrow and sue him for the money. Even though I have a shtar. And normally I have a shtar, I still have the shtar, he hasn't taken it back, he doesn't have a shofar, he doesn't have a receipt. So a shtar chov and biyad hamalva is, as you know, not only proof that the loan was once made, but it's also proof that it was not yet paid back. So normally I come to Bezin with a shtar that says Ezra owes me money, that proves that lava and lopara, he borrowed, he hasn't yet paid back, and Bezin will force him to pay. But if I made a hodah, he did pay me back. Hodah's baldin, the hodah, the admission, the part of the baldin, the part of the party to the case, kimei edim dami. It's equivalent to 100 edim. Hodah's baldin is an exceptionally high level of ne'manos. So I was believed when I said yesterday that he paid me back, and that cannot be undone. It cannot even be undone by the shtar. I made a hodah to my detriment. That is accepted as fact. It's a very strong birur. That appears to be what Tosis is saying. That the way we understand Hilchei Usha is just like there's a Cheskas Nadchan, a Cheskas Shatkan, meaning Al Pi Pashtas, that like Hodos Baldin, the 3 years of silence is understood as my admission that says, yes, I used to own this land, I'm the Marakama, I admit Hodos Baldin, it's no longer mine. The fact that I want to show up later and protest, I'm sorry. 3 years 3 years that you didn't contest his hishtamshus zechilas peiros, that's how da'as ba'din that's his. That's how da'as ba'din that it's his. Now what's interesting is other Rishonim appear to take a different approach. Other Rishonim appear to take a very different approach. You look at Rabbeinu Yonah, and the truth is you even look back at Rashi. Rabbeinu Yonah already suggests in the bottom of Chav Ches Amid Aleph a different way of looking at things. Mar, the last piece on Chav Ches Amid Aleph, Mar Shar HaMuad, he says, Hachak, let's take a look inside. Hachak came into Achla Tlas Shnin below Irur. If he had it for 3 years without the Marakama protesting, below Irur Macha, Mivateles Cheskas Bailim Arishonim. What's the significance of the Gimel Shanim, says Rabbeinu Yonah? It ends, it neutralizes, it ceases the chazaka of the first owners, the omedes becheskas hamachzik, and now it's muchzak to the new fellow. The halak karui motzi mechaveiro v'olav haraya shachazav alakach mizeh. He now is considered to be the muchzak. Not that it's a hodas baldin on the part of the marakama. Not that hodas the marakama essentially made a statement through his silence that the new machazik is the new owner, but that it changes who's the muchzak. It changes who's the muchzak. And that's what Rashi appears to say as well in this sugyas, particularly in Dibur Maskil Taima Mai. Or Rashi at the very least understands that that's the teretz. When the Gemara says, no, he wasn't towing, we're not going to tie on his behalf. So he says, yeah, in other words, it's very nice, Rashi says. It takes it out of the 3 years takes it out of the Cheskas Marakama, because you say, well, maybe what he's saying is true. But we don't know whose it is really. We don't know ha'emes in me. So the Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Mukilei Bereshus. Cheskas Shanim puts in Rishus the new fellow, and we say, Dilma Kushtu Dekama. Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he's telling the truth, and therefore it's his because of a maybe. The answer is exactly. It's his because of a maybe if he's the Muchzak. So Ben Yonah, the Tosfos, is focused on whether there was a Hodas Baldin, a Mamash statement by the Marakama, this belongs to the Machzik. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi are focused on something more gentle, which is not that we know for sure it's his, but that he became the Muchzik, and the Mela, if it is a Suffolk, he is going to win. And that's also why, because we talk about it tomorrow, there seems to be a difference in terms of how we're understanding, how the Rishonim understanding, what it means, Chazaka She'enim Atayna. Chazaka She'enim Atayna means the guy said, it's Taka not mine, but I've been living here, or just he hasn't responded. That seems to correspond. So do you think, like Tosas, he's mamish, the Marakamas make a hodas ba'din, this belongs to the new fellow, or just his silence creates a change in who the muchzak is, and then a suffix will tilt in the other direction. Shmi zocha to a productive tainus, Rabbi saying? A tainus of positive change.